Marie Ferguson, clinical psychologist. Step on Stress is a 3-week stress management course to help people to manage anxiety, panic and different aspects of stress in their life. You can also take someone with you to the course, and it takes place in the evening, so it's quite easy for people to access. You can book online or by phone or email, and it's been running in Fife now for some years quite successfully. So we're expanding it out now to the Kirkcaldy and Leavenmouth area as well. Stress affects anyone and everyone. It cuts across all ages, class, education level. We all get stressed from time to time. Minor things I would suggest to people is to watch what they're drinking, because often when people are stressed, they might go home at night and drink a bit more to try and blow out the day. But unfortunately, that doesn't work, because alcohol really does affect our sleep. When the alcohol level in their blood drops, it wakes us up during the night, and it's usually when we're trying to get into our deep sleep. So I would say to people to cut down their drinking first of all. Also watch what they eat. Try and drink more water throughout the day, and try and even do just a bit less. Even look at what they're trying to fit into their day and think, is there anything else I can put off till tomorrow? Because there probably is. But unfortunately, in today's world, we just try and cram absolutely everything in. So I would try to slow down, drink less, exercise more. Exercise is fantastic for stress, because stress creates a lot of excess nervous energy in the body, and exercise burns that off. So it's really good for us. So these are some of the simple things I would suggest to people first of all. I mean, some people might say to me, you know, I'm a born worrier. And for those people, it might be about managing the stress and how they worry day to day. They might feel that they're more vulnerable to episodes of stress. Having said that, everybody can suffer from stress at some point in their life, so everybody can learn to manage it. For people who come along to Step on Stress, the first class, they're going to be educated on what stress is and how to identify all the different signs and symptoms of stress, because there's very many of them and everybody's different. And it's really important that people get a handle on that, because then they can understand themselves more and what makes them stressed. So they'll also be given workbooks in each class as well, and they can take them away and keep a diary of their own stress so that they can identify their own pattern of stress. The second class aims at looking at relaxation. When we get stressed, everything speeds up. The body speeds up, the mind speeds up, we can't think straight. And that's often why when we're stressed, people worry more and say that they have difficulty concentrating and making decisions. So that second class is really quite important, because we look at really slowing and calming the body down using relaxation and different breathing techniques. By using those techniques, not only can you calm the body down, you can calm the mind down and give yourself a chance to think. The third class is more looking at what goes on in our mind when we're stressed, and looking at when we worry, why we worry, and why it's not helpful. Often when we worry, we think it can help us to prepare for different events, and that might be true, but if we over worry, that's not going to work, because often when we're stressed, we think the absolute worst, and the absolute worst doesn't always happen. So they'll be given tools and strategies on how to think differently when they're stressed. They'll also be given techniques in getting a better night's sleep, because if we're not sleeping properly, we're probably not then ready to face stress the next day, and we can get into a bit of a vicious cycle. So there's something in the class for everyone, and we try to target all the different aspects of stress and how it affects us. One of the really useful things about Step on Stress is it's quite informal. It's not group therapy. People are not asked to speak about their problems in the class. It is very much like going along to a talk where two psychologists will teach people all about how to manage the stress. You can speak to people, obviously, if you like, when you're there, but you don't have to. We also say to people that if they have any questions, to come up at the end and ask, because then they're asking it in private, which is quite important to people. A lot of Scottish people don't like talking about their problems in front of other people. It is very informal. We also say to people, you know, you can pop out whenever you want and get a breather. No one's going to monitor if you don't come to the next class. You can come and go as you please. So if you come along to session one and then miss the other two, you can just phone and book and go along to the other ones that you've missed out on. It's absolutely fine. As I also said before, if you need it, you can take someone with you. You don't have to, but that option is there. We often find that when people bring someone with them, the person coming along also benefits from attending, which shows you just how widespread stress is and how good it is for everyone to learn to manage this.